coming up a wonderful exhibit at the Ringel Gallery and Stewart Center called Indecisive Moment, and it is photography from contemporary artists. Joining me in this studio is Liz Erlewine. Hi.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me back.
It's got to be interesting to go through and look at photographs because these days, you know, we see them everywhere. Our phones are, you know, practically a camera.
Yeah, I curated this exhibition with Associate Professor Min Kim Park. Her specialization is photography. She's in Studio Arts and Technology at the Roof School of Visual Performing Arts at Purdue. And she had been invited to curate an exhibition for the PASA Photo Festival in South Korea last fall. And she invited me to collaborate at that time. And so that's what really started this exhibition. It was originally curated for that festival. And those were exactly the things we were thinking about. What does it mean to make photos now, when everybody's a photographer and everybody has a camera in their pocket all the time? And so we started looking for artists who were doing new and different things with photography, mixing old technologies and new technologies and coming up with new ways of talking about what a photograph is or what a camera is or even who a photographer is.
When we come in and see the exhibit, are there going to be digital displays? Are there actually on canvas and photo paper? How did you guys end up being able to display this?
It depends a lot on the artist and what they want to do. So this particular exhibition is a lot of photographs, but photographs now are digital prints on paper. So that's an interesting conversation too, right? When does an image get to be considered a digital print, or when is it a photograph? What's the difference? So what visitors will see are a lot of images printed digitally on paper. So we don't have video for this particular exhibition.
And I think it's interesting to have sort of worked down to 10 artists. Was there already, sometimes I know we define art by what it's not, and sometimes it might be better to have parameters when you can say, oh yeah, this, you know, we need this in a bucket, or, you know, we have this so much space. Was it hard to narrow it down to just 10 artists?
Well, that's what's fun about working with a collaborator. So Min and I got together and talked about some of the things we were thinking about and maybe mentioned a few artists, and then we worked separately, just kind of harvesting the web and finding people that maybe we had seen in previous exhibitions or publications, and came together and compared lists and then narrowed down from there.
Now, I'm curious, are there a wide range of not only subject matter, but of techniques? Are there some realism? Are there abstract? Tell us a little bit about the range of everyone from Lorenzo Vitturi to Valerie Greene.
Yeah, we have 10 artists working from around the world. A lot of these are American artists, and they're all doing different things. Min and I feel that there's a real cohesive conversation there, but they're very different, too. We have a lot of artists who are experimenting with the objecthood of the photograph. They're taking pre-existing photographs and then turning them into sculptural objects and then photographing them, or taking photographs and changing them, photographing them again. That's a lot of the kinds of things that we see going on in this particular exhibition.
My guest is Liz Erlewine, and she was joined by Min Kim Park for Indecisive Moment, that is on display starting the 23rd and going through the end of the semester through December 9th at the Ringel Gallery in the Stewart Center. So I guess I'd end asking a little bit about the title, because I think it's, if you take a look at the website and different things about Indecisive Moment, it's very alluring, and I was curious how you guys decided to come up with Indecisive Moment for a title for the exhibition.
Well, it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek title. It's a play on a classic idea in photography that came through photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson, which was about the decisive moment in photography, where you see this moment in front of you and you're capturing the real qualities of a particular time, place, or subject. And what we're saying in our exhibition is that maybe there is no real time and place or real story to tell, that there are all sorts of stories to tell. So we are in our space of indecisive moment.
I see. Well, it's going to be up through December 9th at Ringel Gallery, Indecisive Moment. Looking forward to this. There are 10 artists. About how many photos? Is there one per, or how many? Are there several selections from the artists?
It depends widely on what the artist was doing. So we do have an artist that has one single image and then others who have two. But a couple of artists have wall installations, a series of photographs of six or more. So it's going to be a very full gallery with lots of different things to see.
Indecisive Moment is, I know, a wonderful collaboration. It's going to feature various artists. I love that the last few exhibits that I've, you know, gotten to know, that there are extra things that go on, whether it's a guest speaker or someone coming in or a workshop. Are there anything special going on with Indecisive Moment?
Yes, absolutely. So the way we were able to bring this exhibition to our campus was through support from the college level. So Min Kim Park and I received an Enhancing Research in the Humanities and the Arts grant from the College of Liberal Arts at Purdue, and that provided us funding to make the exhibition happen, but also to host a panel talk featuring some of the artists who were in the exhibition. So we have three artists coming to campus to participate in a panel talk where we're going to talk about all these exciting ideas related to trends in photography.
Oh, cool. And that'll be free and open to the public on Wednesday at 5:30 there at the gallery.
That's right. We're actually going to start in Stuart 310 for the panel talk and then come downstairs to the gallery for the reception. We actually have a cellist performing in the gallery as part of that reception as well. So that will start around 6:30, and that's musician Helen Gillet. She'll be here.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, John.